thinking towards your later teen years, were there any clubs, dance clubs, or anything like that that kids would go to?
We actually did. There was a Lockdale Hall, always had great community dancers. We were sort of not supposed to go over to North Burnaby too often because they thought that there was the South Burnaby people and the North Burnaby people almost had that line at Grandview Highway, which is now Canada Way, and we weren't supposed to cross over that line, but we loved going over there. They had great dances at the Lockdale Community Hall, and there was Capitol Hill Community Hall was up there, had great dances, and so we'd often go over there. We had dances in people's homes too, our rec rooms. Almost every weekend when we were around 16, we'd have a dance in somebody's rec room and buy all the latest $1.49 day Woodward's little records, 45s, and have parties. And not till most of us didn't drink until we were, I guess we did start when we were 16 a little bit, but it wasn't, that was the first sort of illegal thing. A lot of us smoked. Almost all my friends smoked, which we weren't supposed to do, but we did. And then the very first drink, the first beer, or the first cider, of course, and that started. But our parents were never to know. And then the day I turned 21, which was the age of becoming an adult at those times, my father handed me a cigarette and a scotch and said, here. And then I was allowed to do it after that time, but before that time I was not allowed. It's just quite different now, I think. Parents are maybe more a bit more aware of what their kids are doing or more honest about it. And cars weren't, teenagers didn't have cars in those days, although my mom was lucky to have a little car. I think we got it around when we were about 16, so that'd be about 58. She got a little console, it was called. And we were allowed to take that on little places, but we didn't drive it a lot, it seemed. That we'd walk to work and we'd walk more to school and walk and take the bus to school, and so it wasn't so much of a, nobody took cars to school in those days.
Did you have a bicycle?
Had a bicycle, the old secondhand bicycle, never had a new one, so we'd paint it up and wash it up, and we rode our bikes always to school, to Cascades, to Scow, and we did to Moscow a little bit, but then everybody laughed you out of that, so we stopped. Probably in grade 9, we stopped riding our bikes pretty quick, and would take either the bus or walk up to it, which was about 3.5 miles from where we were down at Nisdale. Long walk. In the cold rain is sometimes better. After a badminton practice or a track practice, it was rainy. It was a long hike.
Down to the end of one side here.
Okay.
Do you feel we're just about done, or
I think so, but well, probably one of my other memories of that street where all the coffee clutches the mothers had, and it was almost like, not quite like Desperate Housewives, but all the mothers would get together as soon as we went off to school. They'd make all the beds, get all the house clean, put on the coffee pot, and one or the other would have the girls in the neighborhood over for coffee. And there would be just almost like the little bits of gossip that would go back and forth. And they would do that very regularly every morning. And that was their sort of little morning routine. And I know they quite liked that. That's another memory I have of all of them getting together, and a lot of neighborhood parties, and just a very close sense of neighborhood. I think a lot of the moms weren't working then. A few of the moms were working, but mostly moms were staying home. Real happy days, 50s kind of thing. And I really remember it as such. You know, they say happy days. I remember very few sad things or bad things happening. Just didn't seem to happen. And those times when we were just like caught in that happy days time warp for a while.
Yeah. What was your father's profession?
He was with Green Valley Fertilizer down in New Westminster and Ortho Agricultural. It started off as being CIL down by Scott Paper, on the Fraser River, and I do remember sitting up on the bank and watching the Fraser River flood in 48. That was one of my first memories. I'd have been about six, and he left us up on the hill while he went down. There was an old man that lived at the end of the wharf between Scott Paper and his, I can't remember if it was Green Valley or CIL still then, and he was worried this old man and his dog might have been flooded out, so he went down to make sure he was all right and make sure all his plant was not flooded. It was flooded somewhat, but I think this old man was all right. That was one of my memories of that one. And he worked down there he was a traveling salesman, so traveled with CIL around BC, and then with Green Valley, more around BC, but he was manager down there. And then he ended up with traveling with Monsanto Chemicals and traveling around the world, basically. He traveled Canada, then he traveled the world with this Monsanto Chemicals. So always the traveling salesman kind of. We even ended up living in India for a while and traveling abroad with his travel. So that gave me the travel bug.
Neat.
Yeah.
Okay.